What's the name of our podcast again?
The Naked Relationship. Wow.
2 weeks in a row, I can't get that right. Okay, so welcome back to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Kelly.
The sexy woman that she is. And this week, our topic is sex in college and dating with apps or whatever that malarkey is. So this week, we're doing a little bit of different format so we don't...
Ramble.
Yes, that too. And so Kelly is going to ask a question, and then I'm going to ask a question. This might sound like some boring shit, but we're new. We're trying some things out. So if you don't like it,
let us know.
Yes. And our email is thenakedrelationship@gmail.com. All of our social media is TNR Podcasts, and that stands for The Naked Relationship. So twitter.com/TNR Podcast, Facebook, TNR Podcasts, Instagram, that too. So... Get on with it then, baby.
All right. So, first question is, what was your sex life in college like?
I think I just answered it. No. okay. So, I know you know the majority of this, but I've had, like, a few girlfriends in college. None, like, real serious. I had sex with like two or three girlfriends, and then I had maybe one or two fuck buddies. Just all of these were like randomly placed in college, in terms of time frame and window. yeah, I wasn't really too active about it, but, yeah.
Can you elaborate more? Like, how, when were these girlfriends? Like, what year were you in? When did you have these?
Do you want me to, like, tell you every single...
Well, kind of like a more...
Okay, so, like, freshman year, I fucked, like, two or three girls. Sophomore year, nothing, because I was depressed as a motherfucker. And then junior year, none. I did have a girlfriend. We'll call her H, who... didn't want to ever have sex, basically. She was the girlfriend from last episode that ended up telling me she was a lesbian, which answers a lot of questions now, if you think about it. She was probably the longest one before you, in terms of duration of relationship. And then, I think in between junior and senior year and graduation, I think it might have been, like, three or four girls I had, you know, my psychotic ex-girlfriend, not the lesbian, my psychotic ex-girlfriend, you know, we fucked a few times during our relationship, a lot during our relationship, and then once we broke up, you know, I was kind of in one of those, like, I really want to get laid, and I told her, look, if we do this, I want no strings attached, no relationship, and after we fucked, what did she try to do? She tried to get back with me, and I'm like, no. GTFO.
Cut her off.
Yeah, and then like 2 days later is when I met Khalifa over here. So, yeah, that's the majority of my sex life in college.
Okay.
So I'm asking you a question now?
I guess so.
All right, are we going to keep you to time limit?
No.
Okay. It's on paper, so if you hear that, I apologize. Was it easy for you to get what you wanted?
What do you mean get what I wanted?
Okay, what did you want out of these... in sex in college and dating apps, okay. What did you want?
Okay, so my introduction into like dating and sex in college was like pretty slow. Like freshman year, nothing. Sophomore year, I lost my virginity to this guy, and that's kind of what started this whole.
Babe, te amo. You're rambling, and you're not answering the question.
I'm trying to answer it in the best way that I can, okay? It led to me dating a couple guys, and then I noticed guys like me, so that led me to, like, being, like, more self-aware of my sexuality and how I was being perceived by men, and that led to the dating apps, and I just wanted to have as much sex as possible. I didn't know that I had a really high sex drive until, like, I had sex with these random hookups that I would meet off the dating site, and they would just go for a round or two, and that's it. And I would still want to go even more. So, I think I was subconsciously trying to find a guy that could keep up with me. That's what I was trying to do. And thankfully, Adam was there. Because our sex drive is pretty much equal.
I think I could outdo you, though. Oh, that's funny. That's a good pun.
Mine has calmed down a little bit recently.
It's because of my mustache. That's what it is.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's what I wanted. I wanted lots of sex.
So, how easy was it for you?
It was so easy. Like, being a girl is, like, just put up a few hot, provocative photos and, like, you get messages every single day.
It's not the case with me. Okay. So, my next you asked me a question.
Okay. Did you ever bring a girl back while your roommates were present?
Well, yeah, because I had a girlfriend. Or do you mean fuck buddy?
Either. Like, did you ever have sex in your room while roommates were present?
And Yeah.
Did they care?
They didn't really care. I mean, because, like, we weren't loud about it. She was very boring. And then the other time, we were going to, but then she ended up, like, testing her gag reflex a little too much and threw up on my cock. And so that kind of ended that one there. That was an experience. My middle school crush, I finally get a chance with in college, and it didn't quite go as planned. So, what was the question? What was...
Sex with roommates.
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. I did have somebody sneak out one time, though.
Okay.
And then, let's see. I mean, that's basically it. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
No, fuck. I gotta ask you a question. What? Why was your favorite dating app your favorite? You like how I spelled it? Like I'm Australian?
So, which...
dating app was your favorite and why?
Okay.
Really good questions, guys. Keep them coming.
I do not have any social media at all, so... I couldn't use Tinder. So the ones I used the most were Plenty of Fish. That was, like, number one. I used OkCupid. And Matched. Hmm. I feel like Plenty of Fish was the one I used the most because of the age range of the guys that I seemed to attract was a little bit older. And I really liked going out and hooking up with older men. So...
it's funny because I'm 50 weeks younger than you.
It's worked out.
I'd say so.
Yep. So, yeah, Plenty of Fish.
It's funny because we matched on OkCupid and POF.
Yeah.
So, okay. Your turn in, baby girl. Let's fucking say it like your dad. Baby girl. Your dad's cool as shit.
So, what was going through your mind while you were scrolling through all these pics of these girls?
I mean, obviously, I feel like everybody has, like, that judgmental, like, okay, this girl's nice looking, or this person's nice looking, that person's not nice looking, they really don't seem to be what I'm looking for.
What kind of girls were you looking for?
Just girls that, like, I thought were, from what I could tell, down to earth, because, like, I would also read the profiles, mm-hmm. because I was looking for a relationship. I wasn't looking for... like a pump and dump, you know? So I was looking for relationships, so I would actually read the profiles and read on, like, on OkCupid or POF, like, I would read some of the questions and answers that they would do, such as you. Like, I read a lot of your stuff because, like, I really wanted to meet you and I really wanted to, you know, be where we are today. I mean, not necessarily right off the bat or anything like that, but I knew that I wanted to at least... take the time to find out if it was legitimately, like, a good case for us to get to this point. Like, I wanted to see if we could get to this point. And, so...
okay.
So, yeah, that's kind of what was going through my mind. Just trying to figure out, you know, if I was physically attracted to him and mentally or emotionally attracted to him based off of, like... I didn't want somebody who was pretty and they knew it. You know, like, I don't like those types. I like people that are down to earth. Like, you know, I like my women to be cute and bubbly, and that find me funny. So, luckily, I've got all that with you.
Sexy and I know it.
Yeah, you are. Anyway, well, you don't know it because you're very hard on yourself, and I hate that. So, which is why I've implemented the rule. Anytime you ask me for something, make you say something good about yourself. So.
Nice.
All right, so I think you're up then.
Okay.
Wait, no, that was... I'm up.
Yep, you're okay. Up. Sorry.
Why do you think I suck so bad at dating apps and sex in college?
Why I think you're bad at
now
it?
Now I'm being hard on myself.
Oh, my God. I don't know, like... So when I guess... What drew me to you was that you were, your profile was like you on your little mountain bike wearing your tight little spandex shorts.
Now you sound like country.
I know. Sorry. And,
you said it reminded you of,
a previous person that I liked.
Yes, so that guy. That's who I ended up, like, I knew him a little bit at the same time she did, but we never crossed paths. And the only reason I knew this guy was because we were both cyclists and, I rode with him a couple of times.
Yeah. Fuck you, Jordan.
Oh, we're throwing names out there?
Oh. He's never going to listen to this.
Yeah, who cares? He's not the MJ of it.
Okay. Anyways, so that's what drew me to your profile. And I read it. I was like, nothing's really catching my eye. Like, he's decent looking.
And still to this day, what she thinks. I'm not sexy. Fine.
And, like, I think the first message that you sent me was like, hey, super simple.
No. It was, hey. What's up?
And I was very short. I was so used to, like, these guys, like, pursuing me pretty hardcore, I would say.
We said at, like, one point there was, like, somebody that pursued you and was like, hey, you want to fuck? And you're like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I mean, this was towards the end of it where I was like, I didn't really care that much. But I was used to, like, them pursuing me a little bit. Mm. But at this point, I was just, like, just looking for sex. And... Adam was very, like, he didn't ask interesting questions, or maybe I wasn't, like, receptive to what he was trying to say.
Well, because I don't know how to start a conversation, but yet here I am looking for a relationship. I don't know, like, I don't have good interpersonal skills, I think.
I know, you're very kind of awkward, you don't really know when, like, a conversation should end, you're not okay with silence. Silence is okay.
No, silence is deadly. No. Ask a sniper.
Oh, my God. And I don't know. I think you try too hard.
What?
You try too hard, and you sometimes come across as an asshole. So maybe that's what's hindering you. Mm. What was hindering you when you were trying to date and fool around in college?
I have no game. None. I don't know when you're flirting with me, still, to this day. No idea. But yeah. I also don't think you do a lot. And I don't think you did a lot, either.
What do you mean I didn't do a lot?
Like, flirting-wise. And if you did, I'm completely oblivious, still, to this day.
I think we just kind of skipped out of flirting and went straight to sex.
That's what you wanted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
So what kind of girls did you go for? Like, you gotta be specific. Hair, eyes.
I mean, I don't know.
I think you kind of answered that question before. Like, you were looking for down to earth.
I kind of did. Like, I mean, I don't really have, like, a set style. Like, body image or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's all over the place, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
The next question is, what was the easiest yes to what you wanted? Like, somebody asked you for, or, like, offered to give you what you wanted, which I guess was sex, and what was the easiest yes to that?
I don't understand.
So, like, if I offered you, okay, so right now, if you want sex, and I offer it to you, mm-hmm. and it's easy for you to say yes... Out of all of those times that may have happened, what was the easiest time that you said yes?
I mean, I said yes all the time. I don't really understand.
It wasn't like there was no one that was like, holy fuck, this fucker's hot. Like, yes, I'm excited about this. I mean, clearly with me, that's what happened, but...
I guess I liked... the easiest yes that I can remember, and, like, the one I was excited and, like, thrilled and tickled about, was, like, the Chase, you know? Like,
yeah, he was a good guy, I thought.
Yeah, you're funny. No, I worked at Home Depot, and there was this guy there that I had, like, I developed a crush. He kind of looked like a lumberjack, and, I slowly started to, notice him, and he noticed me. We started talking and just, like, flirting whenever we would work together, and, it was just more of the anticipation of everything, and then just, like, the building of chemistry and attraction for a couple months, and then he asked me to come over. I said yes. Super excited.
That was the easiest one?
That was the easiest one.
That fucker. No, I'm kidding.
And that was also the second person I've ever had sex with in my life at that point.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, guess what?
What?
Ask another question.
What's your best sex story in college?
Oh, no. I don't really have one, because it's like, I'm not saying this to kiss your ass, because, like, I kiss your ass a lot. Like, physically, but, like, I don't know, like, all of it was pretty average, like, nothing really stood out that made me say, holy fuck, that was really awesome, you know, like, it was all pretty average, and then, I mean, we fucked in college, so, like, I can quote that, like, when I came back from DC, you know, and we fucked, it was, at that time, the best I'd ever had. So it's like, you know, so it's only gone up from there. And I'm not saying this kiss your ass, because if I wanted to kiss your ass, I would physically kiss your ass. But, like, I'm saying that's the truth, and that's the truth without some cheese on it. Cheeseburger Eddie would say.
Okay.
So. So my next question is, next to last question from me. What were some red flags that caused you to say no when someone asked for a fuck or a date? I think that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Thank you. Now who's being a kiss ass?
Some red flags. Yeah. Well, first of all, I had to find them physically attractive. at the time, I was, like, seeking older guys, like, 28 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess distance was also a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to be close. And yeah, I guess I just had to find them attractive and they had to be close.
Okay, so what were some red flags? Like, if they were, like, super far away? But, like, surely you got, like, some of those creepers or people that you were just like, ugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Tell me.
Okay.
So us, podcast listeners, too.
There was this one guy who, like, totally catfished me, okay? He looked, like, super hot in his pictures. And then I invited him over, and he was easily, like, 30 to 40 pounds overweight. Which, I had nothing against that, but he completely lied to me about it. And, like, during our conversation in my apartment, he was like, yeah, I took those photos, like, 10 years ago. I was like, what? Why would you do that? And, I did end up sleeping with him, but it was really bad. Like, he was, like, super nerdy and geeky, and I just wasn't into that, and, like, he came within, like, a minute. Even less, maybe 30 seconds.
Like, of you saying, hey, come over? Or, like, he was there in a minute?
No, like...
Oh, you mean, like, yeah. He came?
Yes, oh. Yes. Right. And I did try to give him a second chance, and he couldn't even get it up for the second chance.
Wow.
Yeah.
He would not last in our relationship.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. That was one thing that, like, kind of bothered me, like, about dating apps, is, like, sometimes you would find people whose pictures were clearly out of date or not representative of who they are at that moment in time. Like, you know, sometimes people can hide what they're trying to hide too well, and then when you meet them, they're completely different than what you expected. So just be, like, 100% you and real and honest, and the right person will come along. Like, I know it sounds like cliche as fuck, but at the same time, like, you don't want to have people thinking that you're someone else when you're not that person. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, your next to last question.
This is my last question.
Oh, so I'm going twice. Oh, okay, whatever. Do it.
Okay, so what was your first relationship like in college?
It was bad.
It was bad?
Yeah.
Why was it bad?
Because, like, right as we were breaking up, or, like, a week before, or 2 weeks before we broke up. No. About a week or two before we met for the first time.
Me and you met.
No. Me and this girl met.
Okay.
The week before we met, two weeks before we met, fucking hell, I ended up getting a concussion that ended up lasting 9 months, which outlasted the relationship, and by about seven. and it just, this concussion just put me in such a bad place emotionally, and physically, that, you know, I was really depressed, and I wasn't acting my normal self. I wasn't acting clear-headed at all. And so, because of that, it made me not be myself emotionally. So, it just caused for a hell of a lot of issues. And kind of like when she broke up with me, I was alone in my dorm with a 9-month concussion, no roommates, no nothing, and no car, so I couldn't go anywhere, and I was just completely alone. And then when she broke up with me, it made me feel so much more alone, you know what I'm saying? So it was bad. So
you got me though.
I got you though, girl. You my plus one for life. Okay, so the very last question. I don't even have to read it to know it. Do you regret standing me up three times?
Yeah, I've told Adam this before. I sincerely regret standing him up 3 times. I wish I would have gone through with him, but I was busy, and it was just very difficult for me to find time to actually meet with someone during that period in my life. It was my last semester of college, and Adam was trying to meet me, and I was trying to, like, get through the semester.
With a quick fuck. What are you trying to do?
Yeah. I guess it was just, maybe subconsciously, I guess I knew something about him. Like, he wanted to actually meet me and, like, talk about things, and I guess I just wasn't ready for that, and I just wanted, like, hey, you want to meet up here at this address, and he wasn't like that. He was wanting more.
I mean, I don't regret it, because then there's no telling, like, if we'd be where we are today, so.
Yeah, I could do it all over again to be where we are now.
I'd have to think about it. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, well, do you have any more questions you want to ask?
No.
All right, well, guys, that does it for this week's episode. You can catch us on social media at TNR Podcasts, S at the end of podcast. Email any questions or submit them through social media. Again, our email is thenakedrelationship@gmail.com. And Kelly's shaking her head at me, which means I guess she has to shit. And that's it for this week's episode.